we can show the story happies, or if we want I can show a little earlier, but in general I think I can do a little like this, that I give a little snippets or teasers for things that will come in later volumes, which are little pieces that I want to show now, that I find important to show now. That may be a good strategy. But here one is, oh no, I forgot it, I'm talking too much. Oh yeah, it was about the Nordic people. And we are in the Krishna temple there in Iskon. Or not necessarily, it could be in general, because this could happen anywhere. But this is where I experienced it. Some leader comes in there from America, or from Germany, or let's say one of those. Let's say America makes it easier, because that was the most prominent case for us. This is old P.U. talking here. And, you know, the Americans, they are the greatest, you know, in the world, of course. You know, we are so, we have it all, and we have done it all, and we are just so experienced, and we are just so far ahead of all of you. They're used to that, because that's how America was. It was kind of ahead 10 years or something of Europe. And up in the Nordic countries, well, they are also, you know, good engineers and this and that, and get it together. But it's in another way. It's calm and cool and quiet and simpler in many ways. And you find it stretching over there to Russia, and, you know, and also in Asia, you find these different moods. So we can show this, and also show that how in this Krishna temple there in south of Stockholm, we had a meeting of people of these different nationalities and backgrounds, and conditioning them from their social environment that they grew up with, and how these young people, well, they were young still. I mean, none, hardly more than 50. And how they had to learn to deal with that, and how we know how this can be also discussion we can throw in there a little bit at least, among the older, you know, devotees like that in our story. How we now had to learn that, and how we now are learning that, and learn through life and hard experience and through our mistakes. Because you had this, and we can show him, you know, this typical little caricature of an American guy coming in, and yeah, we are the leaders of the world, and, you know, we are the leaders of this Krishna conscious movement, and these 11 guys who took over, they are all Americans, some with a little German inheritance, but still. So this guy has that ego, which is not necessarily his fault, but more his conditioning, because that's the environment he grew up in and, yeah, was steeped in. So, and then there's the German. I think we should have the German there also, because that's how it happened here. And we can just basically tell the story here. We can put Ajit as a character who's fighting against those, who is Swedish. And you have the Finnish, and you have the Norwegians, and how they are treated. You know, humble, peaceful, but competent people, you know. And also, some or other, were able to stay outside of wars and things for a long time and are known throughout the world for, you know, getting it together and not going into crazy, how to say, pride trips and hubris, overdoing and great search for great fame and great profits and great this and great that. But just, you know, let's have food on the table and it should be good food and good quality and, you know, not poison in it, and let's take care of our children properly, and we don't need luxury. I mean, this is just from my own childhood, from my own, you know. Any Swede, especially from our older generation, or those who are older, can tell that and can recognize that. So we can just show that. And how sometimes it got humoristic, and we can try to do it that way. I just don't remember right now specific stories. But how these Nordic people are seen as foolish and looked down upon, and they're impersonal, but actually they're not impersonal, they're just more quiet, not making a big hullabaloo all the time. When they sit on the subway, they read a book, or they think, or they just sit, look out the window, relax. And those living in the South, you know, and these Americans, they talk, like to talk and talk and talk. They would talk and talk and talk on the subway. But, and then I think these people are not doing that. They are impersonalists. and that accusation came quite some, like a few times, that Swedish people or Nordic people are more impersonal. Or to speak of the Finnish, they don't even say anything. So we can make it humoristic. With kind of caricatures of each of those people, but also showing their good sides and their bad sides, and how they kind of sometimes, the what happened, for instance, in our case, that these Nordic people are more, you know, humble and not sticking up, trying to play power games. And the Americans, they're trained in the power game. I mean, that's just a necessity there. Either you are the winner or you're a loser. And that contrast there. So they are doing their winner game. And the thing with the Nordic people is that if you come and you want to be their leader, especially if they're in religious groups, I think you come and you're acting as the big leader there, then yeah, they follow. Some do, but then actually what we find is this, that they don't. Most don't, because they think, who is this ridiculous guy? What is he trying to be, a cult leader? What is it? Because these people are smarter than they look. They just don't make noise about it. And they don't like to go into conflict and confrontation unnecessarily. Although they can when it's really needed. I mean, especially the people from the little town there that Pia comes from. That's how he grew up. Hey, we need to sit down and talk. I don't agree with you, and so on and so forth. So those people who are quite common up there in the Nordic countries, and they are tough Nordic people, you know, it's cold and it's raining and it's dark and it's this and that. Sometimes you need to survive on potatoes. I mean, long winters, strong people. And you find real tough ones. So, but that is, they don't really care about this you know, big American leader there, they go somewhere else. And he, so this way, the tendency is, of course, that soon there is, what, how do you say, too many chiefs and no followers anymore. What's the saying? And that's now what the what Pio and his friends and the whole gang are seeing and are actually fighting to get away from it, to actually take back, bring back the control of this Krishna movement in Sweden to the Swedes. And the Americans and Germans, they come and they try to do that game, but no, this time they say, now we're going to do it our way. We tried it your way. We follow God, serve Krishna, Prabhupada, the way we find works. Well, that's what we are good at here. We get things working. And just leave us in peace, and we leave you in peace. And you Americans should in general take that advice. Leave other people in peace and take care of yourselves. And then we see, you know, the invisible hands of fate, of God and Goddess behind the screen there, backstage. So making sure that ultimately everyone learns their lessons, and maybe one day these big empire people, who even call themselves an empire, although no one else really has agreed on them being an empire. Now they're into a narrative and all that soft power working into the minds of the people of the world, that we are the world global empire and our president is the emperor. And oh, I mean, there are so many things we can put in here, and this, which happened. It's like when their president comes and visits Stockholm, the entire highway from the airport into town is closed off, which never happens for any other top leader. When the Chinese top leader visited a little while before, no one even knew it. Hopefully he got a private car and not a taxi. But here and there was a huge police escort and everything for the emperor coming, who at that time was Obama, as far as I remember. So the Nordic people, they go, so who does he think he is? What you know? But they tolerate. They okay. Let it be. Let him do his thing, because they prefer not to go into conflict unless really it is necessary. But when it is, and this goes for many of those people also in the East or in Asia and so on, when it really gets down to it, they are ready to fight or would do whatever the needful. And of course, the certain leaders who are more of the parasitic nature, they try to make their people weak, just feeding them mindless pleasures and enjoyments, keeping them satisfied, drugs, sex, entertainment, just a never-ending stream of that. New music, new food, new this, new that, new technology, new toys, new ways to have sex, new clothes. But they produce them and then buy them for the salaries they get after we have taken our profits from employing them. Engaging them in our business and of selling the goods back to them. And now we are the rich ones, so we are the important ones, we are the ones that should rule the world. So you have those guys sitting there. And we see, you know, we start with this, that's the funny thing, that when you start in this little small town of a Nordic country, it may seem so off the map and so unimportant and humble, but strangely enough, you tend to be drawn into important and significant global issues, which these people, these humble, simple people, sometimes can even contribute to solving. Just as the people there in the East who don't make big noise, who take care of themselves and their families and their countries, can do, can help the ones in the West, who, as humans sometimes do, got carried away by their wealth, by being on top of the world, on top of the wave. But we know what happens with waves eventually. And there you are. Wondering what happened, but this is normal, this is nature. Say the people in the north. Sometimes there is summer, sometimes there is winter. You just got to be prepared. Sometimes it's sunny. Sometimes it's cold and stormy. And rainy. But you learn to live in the ups and the downs. You know, and these people are actually, once they find it outside of the religion bubble or the cult or this or that, strange groups controlled by strange American leaders, Germans or whatever, Russians. No, there are no, there were no Russian leaders here, really. So I have to stick to the American and German. For some reason, they were the ones. So we were practically just telling a story from the perspective of the Nordic people who don't otherwise talk that much and make that much noise. Yep. But again, some do, and when it's time to stand up and speak out, they do, which now this PU is doing, and friends with him. But again, just as life in a small town of Sweden can even influence the whole world, especially if you learn that story and it's being told, so can the life in a little Krishna temple or farm on the countryside, a little community of people who are seeking Dharma and the reality and how to make things work properly. Win-win for everyone to be happy. Can be studied by and learned from. By everyone on the whole planet. And today, they only need to like turn on a camera and show their life. And more than half of the Earth's population can watch it on their phones. Phew, can watch it here.